Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the president of RDL and Associates, Dave Ladd, who also serves as a member of the board of directors for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Well, thanks. It's always good to speak with you.
So we have, ta-da, a farm bill.
Yeah, we do have a farm bill. We finally have achieved that light at the end of the tunnel, which we thought might never happen. But they did recently pass a farm bill after some delay and some other typical political and policy maneuverings. But yes, it's a farm bill which we see increases funding in a number of areas, but it is pretty much status quo. And without getting too far into the weeds, obviously people think a lot about the commodity title of the farm bill and those payment mechanisms and crop insurance and, of course, nutrition funding was a big piece of this farm bill discussion. But, you know, we have a farm economy that's been down. Income's been down over the past few years while input costs have continued to rise and been steadily increasing. And I don't think it's any secret that farmers tend to be price takers because they have little or no market power to determine that price. And so I think this new farm bill is welcomed by the not just the agriculture sector, but rural America in general, or Main Street America, as I like to say, in general, has they've made a number of adjustments to the prior law that will, I think, allow for them to address and for communities to address a number of the issues they've been facing. I think the primary issue of importance is the rural development title. And I always look at infrastructure as physical infrastructure, water, sewer, roads, bridges. And then, of course, there's technological infrastructure, which is that, you know, broadband. Mm-hmm. And they've made a number of changes to USDA's broadband program, which I think will continue to address some of those issues out on Main Street in rural America. And the primary focus of this farm bill when it comes to broadband was addressing the network obsolescence and the high cost of building in rural areas. They made a number of modifications. There's grant and loan programs, typically, whether it be broadband or water, wastewater. And they want to ensure that this funding goes to projects that will address the most unserved areas and then have an emphasis on providing more technologically advanced forms of broadband. Same would hold true for infrastructure and rural development. And, you know, there's a number of infrastructure, economic development programs, including those water, wastewater, loan and grant programs, community facilities programs, rural electrification programs, rural business programs. And what they've done is made a number of changes to encourage more regional cooperation and expansion of access to credit for mid-sized regional communities.
Dave Ladd is the president of RDL and Associates, also a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.